Jim Hanley, just coming out of our Region 2 meeting, sounds like this E-Log is kind of a universal topic for our Southeastern on transportation of cattle. The whole Southeastern region sounds real concerned about it.
Gary, we're extremely concerned. It's going to really modify the way we do business. It's an electronic log system where they're going to track hours of service for truck drivers. And as you know, we in the Southeast, we have a huge producers of feeder calves, but most of those calves need to take a ride west where more of the infrastructure is of the industry, where they further grow and finish cattle. And it's going to push our cost up because we cannot stop and offload cattle. It'll lead to health breaks. It'll lead to real problems. The best thing for the cattle is to get them there as quickly as possible.
What's your best guess on increased cost on shipping?
At minimum, $1,000, $1,500 per load is what additional cost we're going to incur. And whoever's paying trucking, typically a buyer who's going to get those cattle sets up and arrange the trucking. Well, he'll just have to bid less because his costs have gone up. So ultimately, our cow-calf producers are going to get paid less, and we can't pass that cost on. We absorb that. We are price takers, as you well know, in the commodity industry, just like our friends in the fruit and vegetable industry. When it's ripe, they got to go. When calves are ready to ship and wean off of cows, they have to go. And whatever the costs are, we just absorb those. And this is unnecessary. We are hopeful that we can seek a ag exemption, certainly for live animals, so that we can get them there and keep them healthy.
What are the hot issues on tap for you guys out here this year at NCBA?
Oh, there's
a whole plethora of federal issues, OSHA, all you know, the various things, but sounds like rural regulation and deferment of some of these regulations getting off our back sounds like a big a plus going on.
Absolutely. We've had some real wins. Certainly the pullback of the Waters of the U.S. rule by the EPA. There's still a lot of a variety of issues that we think are government overreaches, and we hope we can continue to make strides. The tax changes have helped us. It didn't solve all of our problems, but they certainly helped us in many areas. But there continues to be work to do across the board, and we just hope our elected officials will listen to us and make sound decisions and understand the economic impacts of each decision.
Real quick to close, too, it sounds like it's kind of, you know, some of the folks are trying to remind everybody that while the estate tax, the death tax got handled, it's a 10-year window we've got. It's going to be back to us in a 10-year window, it sounds like, on the renewal.
That's right. It is not gone away. It certainly improved, by all means. It is improved, and the exemption went up, but it's only for a 10-year window, and the law sunsets and goes back to where it was prior to what they just recently passed.